Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart Talk. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He has great things in store for us, people. He loves us. He gave us His authority to operate in the earth. He gave us authority over the earth, over the principalities and powers of the enemy. You can stop Satan at your will. When you love God and operate in His way, when you belong to God, when you love Jesus Christ and you know it, and you believe His word, you can take authority. It takes faith to take authority. You have to believe in what you speak. If you can believe, Satan's got to stop. When you tell him to stop, he's got to stop. All you have to do is have faith in the words that Jesus spoke. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Now, the reason God gave us authority is so we can fulfill His will without the interruption of interference. We don't have to live with interference. Satanic interference. Everybody has to face it at some point. Everybody, whether they love God or not. The things that they believe can shape the way that they live. And if you see God the way He is, you know where He stands. If you know where He stands, you have faith in where He stands. You know His love is towards you. You know what He's given you. And all you have to do is speak it. When you speak in faith, you're speaking God's perfect will. Because faith begins where the will of God is known. A lot of times people, when they learned about faith, the first thing they do, they believe God for things that they wanted or things they desire. You know, a car, a husband, a motorcycle. For me and a wife. A better job. That's God's will. But then they rush into things. When you really believe God for these things, you slow down and wait on Him. They believe, they pray for something and then they go jump into something. I've seen people do this. That's not necessarily faith when you get ahead of God. When you're in faith, you're watching God do what He does. You let Him put your life together. You believe Him for what you want, and He's already working on it. Some things take more time than others. And I taught my children that let God answer you. Let Him show you. I said, there's three things you're going to really need to pay attention to the Lord on before you jump into it. What you do for a living, who you marry, and where you live. If you receive God's counsel in those three things, you eliminated a lot of problems that you're going to have. Because what you do for a living, If you can imagine, you're gonna work about 30 to 40 years in your career. Or careers, something, because you have to take jobs to get ahead to the point that you want to be at. And if you go through college and finish something or go to trade school and do something you don't like doing, you'll do it grudgingly. But if you love what you do, it'll be good. It'll be rewarding to you. And a lot of other things will fall in place because you're doing something you like. If you marry the wrong person, now you got a bigger problem, because eventually, through your relationship, you may have children and other life problems, and you need to be settling who you marry. And they need to be just as settled with you. And you need to be the kind of people that grow in the Lord. And see, the Lord evaluates everything. If you can trust Him, you can have a better life if you want. sometimes the people you think will fit the bill will not. They may not be settled with you, or they may not be like they seem. They may not be ethical. They may not be moral. And sometimes you need to do some work, because you may not be moral or ethical. Because the Lord thinks of everything. And if you want His hand in it, you got to do what He does. You got to operate according to the love of God. Anytime you decide to walk out of the love of God, that's a bad mistake. Because you're stopping the process of life. Some people are not satisfied with the process of life and how life works, and they don't understand what life is. And they walk out of it because they love the world. They trust the world somewhere. The world is a lie. And if you believe a lie, it takes a long time to get out of that lie. I put it this way. Deception is not always obvious. Once you're deceived, you can, if you're persuaded a certain way in God's word, if the wrong person taught you God's word and they taught something wrong, they use scripture to do it. It's out of context, but it looks right from that point of view. And if you never receive greater light, it's hard to detect that that's not true. And that's why doctrines last so long. It takes a long time. You have to receive more light. You have to really love what's true to find out what's not true, if you've been taught wrong. And God has to work with us, and sometimes we just taught wrong. And this lasts for decades. Unless you trust God to correct you. Now, I have believed things that wasn't right. And by me following the Lord, I eventually saw that, hey, that wasn't right in the first place. But this is what helped me get out of it. When I minister to people, when I counsel people, and when I seek the Lord, I listen to what He's saying. Then you have a reference to judge other things. But to keep from continuing a dead doctrine, I said, I'm going to only preach what God gives me, and I'm going to learn from it. I'm not going to say what I think. I'm not going to say what I've been taught. I'm going to speak what God give me. And I started paying attention, and some of the things that I was once taught was just wrong. And so I started learning, making adjustments. And the Lord helped me make adjustments. And then when I saw that some things that I once believed didn't fit anymore, it didn't fit. Because I had received more light, I could tell that it don't fit light. See, dead doctrine don't work in the first place. God can't honor it because He didn't say it. He only honors what He said. If you believe that He said something that He didn't say, then He can't honor that. And you can't expect Him to. He'll only honor His word. His will is His word. His ways is His word. He can't be separated from it. If you believe wrong somewhere, that's not His fault. You got to do something about deception. So when I started seeing, hey, I'm capable of being deceived, I said, Lord, wherever I'm not, whatever I've received wrong, I depend on You to help correct me. And then I could make adjustments. And He would show me things, and, you know, He worked with me. And I noticed that some things, some messages He never gave me. I went to a holiness church, and they had a real strict dress code for women. They couldn't wear pants. They couldn't wear makeup. They couldn't wear jewelry. And people kept preaching this because that was the church bylaws. And then sometimes they'd use scriptures. But I noticed over time, He never gave me a scripture about how a woman should or should not dress. And then they said it in the church I happened to go to, they didn't believe in women preachers at one point. But he never gave me not one message against women preachers. And then I ran into a few women that the Lord had called to the ministry. And one lady said, I used to go to Refuge Temple, but they didn't believe in women preachers, and the Lord called me to preach. I had to find another church. And eventually the Lord dealt with the pastor, and then he said, you know, women can't, he released women to preach. And he got kicked out of the organization, but he released the women to preach because he was not going to stand up and be unbiblical. He wanted to be biblical. He didn't want to be anti-biblical in that doctrine. That doctrine was wrong. Sometimes people are just wrong. And you got to, if God reveals something that's just wrong, then you got to deal with it. Either you can deal with it or you can continue to be wrong. And five women were called to the ministry. They came up, and they were excellent ministers. I mean, they really loved God. An excellent minister is somebody that really loved God. They may not be perfect in all that understanding, but when you really love God, you can get somewhere. And that's what it takes. You have to really love God. If you don't really love God, then the enemy is going to, he's going to try to blindside you. And it's easy to get corrupted or compromised. But when you have the truth of God's word, and you believe it with intent to follow it and do it, you can do some things. Now, I love to live. I love life. I love the ways and the logic of God. So I follow him. And I learn and grow. I'm not interested in betraying anybody. I'm not interested in doing things the wrong way. I only want the truth, something that God can work with. I won't ask God to change his ways. I love his. I'm trying to learn his ways with all that is within me. I want my mind to be on his word. And then I want my heart to be full of his word. And with the intent to do all of his word. And I want my body to only do what's right. I don't want any sin in my life. And to help me with all that, I confess what I want. I use my faith. I say I hate sin. I even say my body hates sin. I hate, and then sin, but everything that's sin becomes repulsive to me. I'm having a good time because it's not hard for me to turn my head or hate something that's not right. It's not a struggle. When you fill your heart with the word of God, you just don't want what's wrong. It's not in your desire system. And people teach the word wrong. People act like the flesh is evil. In the flesh, there's no good thing. They say these things, but if you make the adjustments, your flesh will do fine. Your flesh is under control if you control it. Death is working in our members, but it's going to be brought back to life, just like our spirit man is new. When you get saved, your spirit man is new. You got to renew your mind. It's renewable. It's easy to renew it. And in your body, you have to control it. And it'll eventually wear out and die. But it's going to be resurrected. You can use your body to do the things of God and not the things of Satan. And all it takes is a heart that loves God. And you don't go out and do corrupt stuff. And you don't want to. And then you can enforce it with faith. You can say, I hate it. And you really don't want to do it. I love the Lord, my God. Everything he says. The word of God is too important to allow things that's not of God to creep up on you. As we pay attention to the Lord and learn his ways, we can do all things. We can make all the adjustments we got to make. And I love it. It makes life so much better. as we go forward in Him, there's nothing we can't do. And when we make adjustments, we become capable of doing greater things. See, when you're faithful, you become a person God can trust, and He can give you greater assignments. And you don't have to, you're not subject to the rudiments of this world. You can overcome everything. If something's in your path, you can pray and have it removed. You have an army of angels that work with you. Angels surround you. And most people's, too many Christian angels, the angels of the Christians are unemployed because people don't say anything. They don't believe God's word where they should. And they allow things that they shouldn't. Remember, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth or allow on earth is allowed in heaven. And people say, well, God allowed the enemy to do this. Well, God gave me a message when I first started ministry. And if it's biblical. It's Bible. What you allow, He said, what you allow, I allow. What you allow, God allows. Are you going to allow Satan to harass your life? If you're married to somebody that's doing you wrong, obviously doing you wrong, and they won't repent. If you love them and handle it God's way, you got to regard the Lord. Now, when I say love them anyway, that doesn't mean allow them to abuse you or don't say something if they're doing wrong. When I say love people, love them from the heart with intent. With their salvation in mind. And try to work things, you know, you're trying to work it out. And you love them, and you have to regard God. You want God's help. When you're dealing with people, you need God's input. Lord, I want to love this person. I want this to be right. I married him. I care about her. Or if it's a woman, I care about him. I want my spouse to, I want them to go forward. And I want them saved, and I want them to be a good parent. You know, you want all these things, but that doesn't mean they want it. And if they won't follow through, and they, you know, I've heard stories of people that they think, well, since you got to follow God, I can do what I want, and you can't do nothing about it. Sometimes people have that rotten attitude. All right. The Lord would give people a space of time to repent. And every case is so different and varied. God is reading the heart. You have to pay attention to the Lord. You're trying to be there for your spouse because you really love them and you care about them. But remember, God put enmity between His seed and Satan's seed. And when people choose the world, they can't be trusted to know God, to do God's work. Even if you love them, continue to love them, continue to try to be a blessing to them. But if they walk out of your life, let God do the surgery. Let God deal with them. Sometimes something will happen and they'll wake up. Sometimes they won't repent. Only God knows the heart. We see the action and get offended. Don't get offended. You don't have to get offended just because they're doing you wrong. People are going to do that. People are going to misunderstand. See, in the Lord, we're complete in Him. We don't need anybody to be complete. And you got to learn this. One day you're going to have to learn that you don't need somebody to love you back, to love them. You don't have to depend on people. And if you do your own work, you put yourself in a position where you don't have to depend on people. That's why it's important for everybody to get an education. You don't know what's going to happen. What if your spouse that was taking care of you, they made all the money and you didn't make any money, you were at home, and then they died and you don't have insurance, now you got to work. Nobody should be in a situation where they can't take care of themselves. And the Lord will help. We're complete in Him. And you have to be willing to make whatever adjustments you have to make. Well, the husband may start cheating, watching pornography, he may walk out of the marriage. Let them go. But go out and do what you're supposed to do now. You got to readjust your life. You can't depend on him anymore. Jesus said, count up the cost. If you're going to follow God, there are costs. Sometimes people will do things and you got to rearrange everything. Do what you, in any case, do what you have to do what's right. And God will be with you to make the difference. And when you follow God, you can go forward. You don't have to go backwards. And you can do the thing, the living things of God. You don't have to compromise with folks. And if it takes, sometimes divorce is necessary. Sometimes for a season, sometimes for good. But let God help you because he loves and cares about you. And I have to teach these things because this is somebody's reality. And don't be ashamed. Because God's been divorced. God did good to all of his creation, and a lot of people, even most people, won't even follow him. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.